The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We kick things off at 4 o'clock, as we do every day here on The Hard Shoulder with our afternoon update. If you tune in at 4, we will catch you up on all that has happened up until that point on the day. And today, as expected, we talked a little bit about Simon Harris, who we now know is going to be the leader of Fine Gael by Sunday because nobody else is running for the position. They are going to speed up the process, and by Sunday evening, he will be ratified as the leader of the party. Now, he won't be Taoiseach still until after the Easter recess of the Dáil, because the Dáil is not going to be called back early. They all go on their break. They come back and then he'll be ratified as Taoiseach. Anyway, he will be leader of Fine Gael. Currently, officially, he is still Minister for Higher Education. He was, of course, before that, Minister for Health. And when he was Minister for Health in 2017, this is what he had to say, speaking to Sean O'Rourke on RTE about what he would do for children with scoliosis on long waiting lists.
I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, but we do also need a minister who doesn't just trot out lines to try and defend the indefensible. That situation is indefensible. We're going to fix it. We're going to make sure by the end of this year, no child waits longer in this country for a scoliosis procedure than 4 months. That's the commitment the Director General of the HSE has given. It would bring this country in line with the NHS. It's appalling how long people are waiting, but what we're going to do about it is we're going to open the new theatre in Crumlin in April. We're going to have a new consultant in post by June. We're going to use other hospitals, including Kappa, and we're going to look at even using hospitals in the UK where necessary to make sure people don't wait long.
That was Simon Harris speaking early in 2017, and far from that being an off-the-cuff promise, he doubled down on it in September of that year. He said absolutely that was still the target, and he was confident in September of 2017 that by the end of the year, no child would wait more than 4 months for spinal surgery. You do not need me to tell you what happened to that promise and what the reality is today. Two people who know all about that reality. Amanda Coughlin, who's the founder and co-lead of the Pediatric Advocacy Group for Children with Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus. And Tony Foley, who's the father of Ronan Foley. Ronan spent an awful lot longer than 4 months on a waiting list. You're both very, very welcome to the show. Tony, can I start with you? Maybe tell me a little bit about Ronan, about the situation he found himself in, and about how long he waited for intervention.
Okay. Our son, Ronan, he's a wonderful, inspirational young man, and he's 18 now and doing very well. But at the age of 12, we were informed that he needed scoliosis surgery within the next 3 months because he developed a curvature of his spine, which was at 27 degrees at the time. And time passed, and it went on to year and a half, nearly 2 years, and we decided, you know, we can't wait any longer. We had to do something about it. So we started off a media campaign to try and get the thing rolling as much as we could. But like you just said there, and that clip and hearing it back now just brings back memories again. Like that now in 2017, when we were told Ronan needed surgery within 3 months, we were told by certain people, sure, he won't be long waiting because Simon Harris, the Minister for Health at the time, assured people suffering from this condition that they will not be waiting for any more than, no child will be waiting for more than 3 months for this surgery. And here we are 7 years later from that date, and the situation is still as bad as it was back then. The successive governments and successive Minister for Health, and the situation is still the same, and it's very, very disheartening, and it's horrifying, really.
How frustrating, Tony, was it? How dispiriting as well, you know, when you got to 3 months, as you say, that was initially what you were told. Rona would need this within 3 months. When you got to 3 months, when you got to 4 months, which was Simon Harris's promise, when the time kept ticking and there was no surgery.
You would always expect that things would go on longer than you anticipate and what you would be told. So we didn't take any notes for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. But when Rona went back to school after Christmas break in 2018, that was nearly a year and a half after after he'd been initially told he'd only be waiting for 3 months, the staff in the school, a wonderful school in St. Oliver's in Killarney, that did so much for us, noticed a huge deterioration in his posturing and his condition. And they found he tired very, very, very easily in comparison to maybe a couple of weeks or a couple of months previously. And they decided with us that we had to do something, that it was enough, and we had to go public. And it was a fright that we had to do that because, I mean, people with scoliosis issues and people... Special needs people should not have to jump through hoops to achieve, you know, what their basic rights. And Like he was, he went through a desperate time. I mean, it was compromising his health and well-being. He was getting tired faster. His scoliosis was progressing. It went from 27 degrees in September 2017 to eventually, to cut a long story short, to 125 degrees right up to the time of surgery. Now that was practically his spine collapsing, nearly completely collapsing, like.
God.
And we were told that if that had gone on any further, it would probably have gone to the point of where there would have been no benefit to doing the surgery. And that was our main concern, that everything we'd done for him to get into the conditions he was in, pre-scoliosis. We thought he was going to lose all that he achieved, and that there was going to be no way of redeeming that, you know. And we were afraid, in case, you know, that when there would be no benefit to the surgery in Jane. But thanks be to God, even though it went on for over three years, the waiting time, we just kind of got it in time, and he's thriving now at the moment. But that's no thanks to the system, like, you know, that was in place at the time.
Well, listen, it'll be a relief, I think, to people listening when they hear you talk about kind of 135 degree curvatures and the collapse of the possible complete collapse of the spine, that he is doing well now and that he's thriving. Amanda Coughlin, I mentioned, is with us as well, Tony, the founder and co-lead of the Paediatric Advocacy Group for Children with Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus. Amanda, how common are stories like Tony and Ronan still to this day, 7 years after that promise was made?
I just want to say to Tony, I'm really sorry that your family and your son went through what they went through, and I'm glad your son is doing so much better now. But unfortunately, their story is not uncommon. Like, if we just briefly recap on where we started, like, Leo Varadkar was the Minister for Health in 2014-2016 when this all started. So not only did he fail all these children back then as Minister for Health, he's now failed them again as Taoiseach, and that's the legacy he walks away leaving to the families and the children that we represent. It's absolutely heartbreaking. We had more empty promises from Simon Harris and Stephen Donnelly. We have been consistently beating this drum since 2016. We wrote to Simon Harris when he was Minister for Health in 2016 to highlight not only the orthopaedic issues that were being faced by our children, but also the urology issues that were being faced by our children. Our counterparts in the Scoliosis Advocacy Network were engaged with Simon Harris from 2015 to make sure that the 4 month target was not missed. And here we are, 2024, and I have a child in our cohort of group with a curvature of 138 degrees with no surgical date.
Oh my God. I mean, what an awful situation, not just for that child, but for their family as well. And the assumption I know that we all have, and maybe it's a kind of triumph of hope over expectation, or it's naivety, that, you know, when we need care, when children in particular in this state will need care, that the care will be there. Well, I mean, do you have any faith, Amanda, that as Taoiseach, given the extra power that he will have in his hands, that Simon Harris might be able to do anything about this?
Well, look, like I said, like, for one of the biggest things that has been portrayed all the way along, so we don't have all the details, but just to inform the general public, like, we wrote to every county council in the country in 2022, and every county council in the country passed a motion and wrote to the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach to inform them that this was happening and this was coming down the road. We launched the Poisoning Pain campaign in 2022 as well, and we secured €19 million in extra funding. When we saw that funding disappearing down the black hole that is CHI in June 2022, we told the Minister for Health, we told Fine Gael Party, we told all the TDs across the country what was happening. It wasn't until February 2024 when the Minister for Health and the current sitting government voted down a health care motion that we co-wrote to provide care for these children that they saw fit to send an audit team to CHI. So just to, like, to be very, very clear, we are very interested in meeting Simon Harris. And asking him directly, is he going to be the man that's actually finally going to stand up and do right by these children and do right by their families?
And Amanda, what if he says, yes, I am the man? Will you walk out of that thinking, great?
Oh, no, I won't walk. I put your money and put your name and put your power behind that sentiment. The simple fact of the matter is we have a task force currently in development that needs to have the power to direct CHI to provide the proactive and timely access to care that all of these children need. So he needs to put power behind that task force to do this, to manage, to put that task force in place, to manage not only the resources that we lobbied and campaigned for very, very hard, but to manage the resources, the waiting list, so that these children, children who have been waiting 5 years plus, get the care that they need now. Not only to care in orthopaedics, but in urology, in all the areas where they're failing. He needs to open up that independent review that is currently ongoing. He needs to open up the terms of reference in that. The scope of that is far too limited. We have said that. He needs to open up the scope in the investigation that HICWA are currently doing on behalf of the Minister for Health, because the scope of that are far too narrow. So if we would like to meet Simon Harris, to stand in front of him and ask him, are you going to be the man that is going to stand up and do right by these children? And are you going to be the man that is going to put these children's needs first?
Amanda Coughlin, founder and co-lead of the Paediatric Advocacy Group for Children with Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus. Tony Foley, father of Ronan Foley, who waited an awful lot longer, as Tony told us, than the 4 months Simon Harris promised he and others would be waiting in this country. Thank you both very, very much for joining me here on the show. One of our listeners had the surgery. I had scoliosis surgery when I was 12 through a wonderful surgeon in Blackrock Clinic. I'm in my 40s now. It remains the most traumatizing time of my life, and that's with getting the surgery on time.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.